looks devastating, but you probably already all know this, and you're more interested to hear about what's happening with Charlie and the church and the church members. So I'll give you a quick update. We were able to get in touch with a few folks in the area, members of the church. They are all well. We are well. We are thankful for the Lord for being well, but we're not very happy because just south of us, about an hour south, the devastation is very severe. If you haven't had a chance to see pictures or videos of what's going on there, just look on the online. You'll see it's pretty bad. But everything you see on the news is the Fort Myers, Fort Charlotte area, which is 1 hour south of us. Here in Sarasota, we had high winds, but no flooding, at least not yet. Last I spoke with Charlie was 11:35 a.m., right before his power went out. He is on the key. He was supposed to come stay with us, with Rhoda and me, but when we found out that the storm went a bit more south, that means that the key no longer had a storm surge. Instead, actually, all the water was sucked out of the bay, and that was moved to the south, which is the devastation that happened there. That's the reason for it. And because of that, Charlie decided to stay there. The winds were high, at least here in our area. They were a bit higher there. The winds here got up to Category 1, at least according to what we've checked on the app, on the service right now. When we were looked through the windows outside, it looked a bit lower, but we're not sure. A lot of trees are down, some damage done, but this neighborhood, which is about 15 miles east of Charlie, is fine. And so when I spoke to Charlie, 11:35 already, and he decided to stay on the key because all the trees already fell down. So the weak trees earlier this morning, they fell down. He showed me on the iPad. It looked pretty bad, like there's some damage done here and there. So there's a lot of work to be done. Something fell on his roof as well. Some minor damage, minor leak, but it should be fixable. That was 11:35 a.m. Since then, the winds did go up, but not that significantly higher. I mean, by 2 p.m., 4 p.m., 6 p.m. was the highest here. Charlie's would be about 4 p.m. that was the highest winds. So about 4 hours difference here when we had about, if our highest was 7 p.m., 6 p.m., then around 2 p.m., it would be like equivalent to Charlie, which means 2 p.m., it was already pretty high. So I think all the weak branches, everything already fell for Charlie. His house is cinder block, so that should also, that's not gonna, that can withstand much higher winds. And there was no flooding, so that's that should be fine. Got to speak to Jim earlier. They're all well as well. I mean, they got some big lake out in the backyard. I mean, it's not supposed to be a lake, but it became a lake. So some flooding because they're more south, about half hour south. But they're well, and I spoke to them relatively late in the evening, around 6, 7 p.m. already. And so they're fine, but their power also went out right after that and have not heard from them since. But I assume everything is okay there too, because it's already, it was the peak of the storm for them as well. So another good news is that Charlie's house is actually on the key, but the winds were coming from a north direction because the hurricane circulates anti-clockwise here, and then it was south of us, so the winds were going kind of, in the beginning they were going coming from the south, and then towards the end from the north, so all the branches already broke off, and the house is a bit more protected. All the houses on the key are a bit more protected when the wind is coming north or from the south. Even though I'm pretty sure there's going to be a lot of wood cutting tomorrow that needs to be done to be able to even get into the key or out of the key. So as soon as, what's next? As soon, the winds are still high. I mean, the peak is behind us, but there's still I don't know, maybe 60, 50 miles an hour winds. I can hear the gusts come in and out. As soon as they die down and conditions become good for driving, Rhoda and I will drive out to the key and we'll check up on Charlie. We'll also then go to the church, check up on the church, make sure the window is fine, the equipment is fine, so we can go live streaming on Sunday. But most important to check up on Charlie, make sure everything's fine there. Also make sure everyone else is fine. Hopefully by tomorrow we'll have some solid reception with some folks we're also praying for. And at that point we'll do another live stream and give you another update. Yeah, that's it. That's all I wanted to say right now. It's 11:11 here p.m. We're going to wind down and head to bed for now. And then just take a few hours of sleep and then head out. I think about 4 a.m., maybe 5 a.m., it will start clearing out. Maybe 6 a.m., I think the winds should be about 30 miles an hour, 40 miles an hour, maybe a little less, and then we can drive safely. There's a chance we won't be able to get to Charlotte because if there's tree trunks on the roads, we won't be able to drive through them if there's flooding and so forth. The good news is that most of the roads leading up to the key are pretty wide, and the tree fell, it shouldn't be like we can't drive around it, so we should be able to drive around it. Once we get to the key, I'm pretty sure we won't be able to get even into it. Probably it's going to be, you know, no passing for cars, but Charlie only lives about, I don't know, maybe 15 minutes walk from that area, so we can just park next to the key and cross the bridge and walk. That's it. Thank you for your prayers. We also continue to pray for all the people, our friends, families, south in Fort Myers area, where the devastation of